You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
Deadly Grounds Coffee knows how important your coffee is to you. Every batch is roasted to perfection with a unique special method that brings out the richest, deepest, smoothest flavor you'll ever find. We're coffee freaks too, and deadly serious about our brew. Just one sip and you'll know why we say, once you go deadly, you don't go back. It's truly coffee to die for. So when you're ready to get a little deadly, get online and order yours at getdeadly.com. It's coffee so good, it's scary.
Hey everybody, welcome to another Wicked Horror Reviews. I'm Kevin, and as always, I'm joined by...
the 13th Wolfman.
That was weird. Anyways,
yeah, that was weird.
We're doing another episode of Creepshow, streaming now on Shudder. Episode 2, Season 2. Two different stories here, Dead and Breakfast and Pesticide. This is one thing I like the episode, but remember I was just like, oh, I don't know how they're going to be able to keep up with the season premiere. So, I mean, it's still good.
The season premiere
was great. So, this one, Dead and Breakfast, is basically just a quick story about bed and breakfast, obviously, with C. Thomas Howell and what was the actress's name?
Allie Larder.
Yeah.
Allie Larder, Claire Rivers from Final Destination. She was also on Heroes.
Yeah, I've seen her in a bunch of stuff. They have a bed and breakfast. It's kind of like the Lizzie Borden house kind of deal.
It's a house that isn't a tourist trap that they want to become a tourist trap.
Right.
I mean, they want to become that, you know, hey, come look at the world's largest needle, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
And they're just not on the radar of anyone.
Yeah, because supposedly their grandmother was a serial killer. So the first female serial killer, Ted Bundy's got nothing on her kind of deal. But they're not doing very well. And in order to try to get on the map, they invite a YouTuber, like an influencer.
A blogger.
Yeah, that does all horror stuff to go down and spend the day. And she tries to do some live streams. And
she stayed at the Dahmer apartment. And, you know, she's done all this stuff. She stayed at the Dahmer apartment. So she's like knocking stuff off the bucket list. And she's invited by Allie and C. Thomas to come check out the digs.
Yeah, and things start to not go well, but then they make it go well. And it's, without giving too much away. There was a lot of cool aspects to it. I liked, it's cool to see C. Thomas Howell and things, you know, especially when he wasn't even like the main feature of the thing. It's just kind of weird to me because he was such a big star. I don't know. So what did you think of this story?
I liked it. I agree that this is good. This is a really good story. It's not as good as the premiere episode with the two, you know, but this one was fun. It was really weird to see Thomas Howell, because C. Thomas Howell looks way older than Allie Larder, and they're supposed to be brother and sister. I expected him to be like a husband.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
An uncle.
But I liked it. It was a nice, nice small cast.
Yeah.
The weird thing was, is I still have a problem with this, even on YouTube now, is when people go live, they have the stream of people writing in, going up the screen, and you get caught up in reading that crap, and you're not watching what's going on.
Yeah, I glanced over from time to time, and I was just like, I was expecting to see like more negative things because of the way it was going. But then, yeah, some of it was actually kind of good, like get out of there right now, kind of deal. I thought it was good, and it's very relevant to, you know, how people react to things. Like as she was doing the live stream, you can see that they're the people that were booking the hotel, the bed and breakfast, were going up as she was doing the live stream, and it was pretty cool. I mean, I thought it was a good story.
Had a cool ending.
Oh yeah, definitely. And then
that episode felt more like a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, which is
something you would see by Rod Serling from the 60s.
Yeah, because it's like less. There was some craziness in it, but it was more like it was just a really solid story. As opposed to like the first episode was kind of crazy. So the second part of this episode, Pesticide.
Pesticide.
Features, which is Josh McDermott from The Walking Dead. And I've also, I met him at Super Mega Fest out in Marlborough, Massachusetts many years ago. Very nice guy. Like, really approachable and nice.
From The Thing, you know, mm-hmm. Ashley Lawrence from the Hellraiser series. It was nice seeing Ashley Lawrence again.
Mm, I didn't even realize that was her.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, and he's basically one of those, you know, like pest control guys.
He's
a pest control guy, but he's like one of those like really cocky ones, you know, like kind of like, it reminded me of like almost like Mr. Plow on The Simpsons, where he's just like a braggart.
Yeah, he reminded me of like a used car salesman. Like, you know what? I'll come out and do your, I come out and do your house, you know?
It's like, there's only one king, you know, I'm the king, baby. You know, like that kind of deal. Because, you know, his last name was King. So I was like, oh, I wonder if that's a little nod to Stephen King.
I think it was a nod.
Yeah.
I think it was a, you know.
So yeah, he goes through and he's doing his job at a, like a psychiatrist's office. And she's not very nice to him at the end. So even though he did his job, before he leaves, he lets loose some other critters to, so that way he'll have to be called back. And, you know, he gets another call to go to this like warehouse area. And basically he's asked to exterminate the vermin. But in this case, the vermin are people. And
So one of the people was wearing a yellow, when he first showed it, you know, when
the yellow like rain slicker,
yellow rain slicker.
So you thinking Georgie?
No, actually, the yellow rain slicker, and he was also had a sign that said Dover.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nod to Creepshow 2, the hitchhiker saying thanks for the ride, lady.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because he was wearing the yellow rain slicker, and he had that, you know. Another thing I noticed was from the first Creepshow movie, the one prop that showed up in like every story in the first Creepshow movie was this green marble ashtray.
Okay. It was in that one. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was on Ashley Lawrence's desk.
Cool.
I'm like, oh my god, yeah. I haven't seen that thing in like forever. But
so yeah, Josh McDermott is hired to dispose of some vermin. Things don't go so great, and the next thing you know, he's like basically going insane.
He's got guilt.
Yeah, And he's having nightmares with giant rats and like a giant mosquito, and like it was done really well, I thought. Like,
it was kind of a throwback to all the giant movies. I mean, not all, but there were some, like a lot of them from like the 1950s. Plus, like if you ever seen the movie Mosquito with Gunnar Hansen, you know, just all these like really weird. It's like, hey, let's just throw like every kind of vermin we can in there and enlarge them a little bit, you know. And they had the fly,
yeah,
you know.
So it's, you know, he's going crazy, and he ends up finding himself back at the psychiatrist's office, and at this time the twist feels like a Twilight Zone as well, where now
actually it does,
yeah, right. Where he ends up being basically the cockroach, and she's swatting at him, and you know, whatever. But yeah, I mean, I like this one as well. I thought this was a good story. And I like Josh McDermott, so I was glad to see him. You know, and he worked with Greg Nicotero on The Walking Dead, and, you know. And
Greg Nicotero directed this episode.
Yep. I think he directed most of them in this season.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed this episode. I still think that, I mean, the first season was really good. I still think that this is on par to be better than the first season so far.
Yeah.
But we're only two episodes in. So
probably
we'll see.
Two episodes in, but yeah, I mean, if you had to choose between the two stories for this episode, which would you choose?
I would actually probably choose the bed and breakfast one.
Oh,
yeah, I probably would. I mean, I can see that. I mean, I can see it, like I can see that it stretched out to like a feature. The other one, I mean, I guess I could as well, but I can see myself getting bored with it kind of quicker.
Well, it depends on how they filled in the the story. Well, if they did the backstory on Harlan King, you know, and
Yeah.
You know, who Murdoch was and, you know.
Yeah, they could, but I don't know. I mean, I found the first one more interesting because, I mean, I enjoy that kind of stuff. And
that's true. That is your...
Yeah, the Lizzie Borden house is, like, around here, so it's not too far. I mean, and it just recently got sold again, so it's going to continue to be a bed and breakfast, but it's it just recently got sold again. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I liked them both, but between the two, I think I liked the first one a little bit better because it seemed a little more, I mean, even though both of them had some kind of humor, it just seemed more comfortable to me. I don't know.
Okay.
That's all.
I actually liked the second one just slightly better.
Yeah.
I mean,
it had the need for cooler effects, you know, but,
I've always liked that really weird used car salesman kind of vibe when it came to, you know, hey, I'll put you in the 1973 Pinto for no problem whatsoever.
Because the one thing is that, you know, with those kind of people, you don't wish them the best. But then, you know, if it's a good story and it's a good actor doing it, you know, they can probably turn it around so that you actually care about them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, he just was doing when he's like, I'm bringing it back to The Simpsons, just like Gil, who just can't cut a break. You know, it's like, oh, oh gosh darn it. Like, you know.
They've killed Gil off so many. Gil's like Kenny. You know?
So I don't know. I mean, I would say, obviously, you know, it hasn't fallen apart yet. So season two is gearing up to be good. So, yeah. I guess that's it, right?
There's going to be what, 6 episodes for the whole season?
I believe so. I'm looking right now. Yep, 6 episodes.
Yeah, so two stories per episode, so you're getting 12 stories, you know.
Yep.
And the nice thing is that, you know, even though you're getting two stories per episode, they're not long.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this whole episode was 48 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like, I mean, the next episode might only be one story, but it's called The Right Snuff, and it's directed by Joe Lynch, so that should be cool. And it's and according to IMDb, I mean, unless it's not updated completely, but according to IMDb, the cast isn't very big. It's two people, but I don't believe I can't believe that that's true. But Breckin Meyer is in the next episode.
Okay, well he's had his hand at horror.
Yeah,
you know.
So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, right now on IMDb, that's all it's showing. And then the next episode looks like there's two stories. Fifth episode looks like there's one, and then they don't have any information for the sixth one yet. But anyways, okay. But yeah. So that's that. So yeah, go check it out. If you don't have Shudder, then you're crazy. Actually, I think it's available on AMC Plus as well. If you have AMC Plus, I think
more likely. Yeah. I mean, since AMC owns Shudder.
Because my dad had mentioned that he had seen an ad for it, like included with the AMC Plus. But I'm sure they just have most of the Shudder stuff on there anyways. But anyways, so where can people find you, Wolfie?
You can find me on YouTube, The 13th Wolfman, Twitter at The 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman, The Prowl, doing the Wicked Horror Reviews with Kev, doing the Wicked Horror Show twice a month, and always check out my YouTube because something new is going up all the time. What about yourself, Kev?
A Knuckle on Instagram, besides doing the reviews of Wolfie and the Wicked Horror Show, I'm also part of Black and White Fright and Secret Underground Hideout, all of which are on the Dorkening Podcast Network, which you can go to thedorkening.com for more information on that. Thanks for listening, everybody. And goodbye.
Leave us a comment.
Yeah, leave us a comment about how awesome I am.
Yeah, that too.
I'll wait. I'll hold my breath. All right, bye.